Our story begins at Dean Industries, where Hannah enters Todd's office.
So, this is your office.
Hannah, is it time to eat already?
It better be. I'm starving.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
You look fantastic.
So do you. All dressed up and sexy.
Hey, I'm in corporate finance now. Gotta dress the part.
Charlie is picking out our new office furniture this afternoon, so luckily, I'm free.
I need to come by and see your new office as well.
For now, it's just a desk outside of Charlie's office. But Matt is working with an architect, so that should all change.
Todd, we have a big problem. Oh, hi.
Serena, this is Hannah. Hannah, this is my boss, Serena.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Hello, Serena.
I hate to interrupt, but Todd, the financial database seems to have crashed. I need you to work with the IT team to fix it.
Okay. I'll work on that as soon as we get back from lunch.
God, I hate to do this to you, but we really need to get this fixed ASAP.
Hannah, I'm sorry.
Hey, it's okay. I understand.
Hannah, I'm very sorry. One of the two of you reschedule, and lunch will be on me.
Oh, that's not necessary.
That's very nice of you, Serena. Thanks.
Todd, I will be in my office. Let me know as soon as this issue is resolved.
Sure.
Nice meeting you, Hannah.
You too. I can't believe this.
Me either. Serena is right. This really does need to be fixed. Can I make it up to you tonight?
Ooh, what did you have in mind?
Meet me at my hotel at 8. If I sign the lease on this new apartment tomorrow, this may be my last night there.
What kind of woman do you think I am?
I don't know, but I'm hoping to find out.
In his office at Manhattan Monthly, Rex is talking with Perry.
Oh, I think you did. As well as anyone could. But what I need to know from you now is, do you and I still have a chance?
Perry, I don't know what to say to that. You're not just my lover here, you're my friend. Someone I've confided everything in this year, and I don't want to lose that.
So, you're saying that you just want to be friends? I need to know, Rex.
I don't know what I'm saying, Perry, but if you're asking if I still love you, the answer is yes. I've never been in love before, and I may never be again. I'm not discounting the feelings that you and I share. A lot has happened since you've been gone that has made things even more confusing to me.
Like what?
Like the fact that Evelyn told Mac that I was gay and all about us.
She did what?
Evelyn outed me to Ellie one night during a drunken stupor, and then to Mac the next day.
Oh my God. I hope you gave her a piece of your mind. Just when I was starting to tolerate her.
Well, I never got the chance to. Evelyn's in the Westside psych ward now.
The psych ward? For what?
She tried to kill herself, Perry. Evelyn tried to jump off the roof of the building.
You can't be serious. What the hell's going on with that woman?
Evelyn has been fixated on Blake for a long time, and she finally realized that it was not going to happen.
She has a crush on him, sure. But that's all it is, right?
No. Evelyn was delusional when it came to her relationship with Blake. It led her to do some things that she can't take back, like pushing Raven down the stairs when she was pregnant.
What? Evelyn did that? I was never convinced it was Alexandra, but Evelyn never crossed my mind.
She admitted to doing it. And of course, Alexandra was her usual gloating self about the whole thing.
Wow, you're right. A lot has happened. How did Mac take the news?
Not very well. I actually haven't even heard from him since we talked about it.
He'll come around, Rex. I'm sure Mac just needs to get used to the idea of having a gay best friend.
Yeah, or decide if he doesn't even want one.
Are you afraid that's what's going to happen?
I don't know, Perry. And that's why things are so confusing now. And I haven't even told you about my mother and Ellie's father. I need to get my head on straight before I know what the next step is for you and me. Can you accept that?
I guess I don't have a choice.
Alone in her apartment, Gretchen is lying on the couch listening to music.
I've been trying for a long, long time, but no matter what I do, when I turn
I miss you, Gretchen.
Oh, Carlos, don't do this to me. I don't have the strength to kick you out today.
Then don't.
No, get out.
Let me hold you, Gretchen.
I said no, Carlos. I should have known this is what your visit was all about. Get out.
Gretchen.
I mean it, Carlos. Go.
Okay. I'll go. Call me if you want to talk.
In memory.
Who could that be?
From my mind.
Hey, Miss Gretchen, what's cooking? Good looking?
Oh, no, not today, Charlie.
Oh, come on, what are you talking about? I went by Wilson's, they said you were off, so I figured I'd pass by your crib to follow up on my dinner invitation.
You should have called first. I don't want any company right now.
Oh, of course you do, pretty lady.
You know, I am sorry I ever let you give me a ride home. Now you know where I live.
Whoa. You really are in a bad mood today, huh, sugar? I think that may mean you just need a little Charlie loving in your life.
Damn it, Charlie. I don't want to talk to you. Don't you get it? Now get the hell out of here.
In her office at Manhattan Monthly, Alexandra is working at her desk when the phone rings.
An outside call. Do I want to take it? Alexandra Jones.
Alexandra, this is Dr. Michael Hunt.
Hello, doctor. Is my sister all right?
Oh, Adriana's fine. I'm calling to see if you'd be able to come over to my office right away.
I don't understand. If Adriana's all right, what's the problem?
I have a woman here with me who's claiming to be Adriana's sister.
What? Adriana only has one sister, and you're talking to her.
Well, not according to Rachel Cummings. Would you mind coming over to the hospital?
You bet. I'll be right there.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Loger production.